Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's a pleasure to be chatting with Craig Thompson from Ballinran Entertainment. And Craig has been getting some projects happening lately. We're going to talk about that. Craig, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Jamie.
It is wonderful to have you on the phone lines. Of course, we're going to be talking about your new venture, which is the Stratford Slice. We'll find out all about that. But first, Craig, with you on the phone lines this morning, your thoughts as a filmmaker, national, international filmmaker, Stratford resident, your thoughts on the passing of Queen Elizabeth II?
Well, it's very sad. I had the opportunity to meet her very, very briefly, like for a minute or so back 20, 25 years ago, and just a very pleasant, she was very smaller than I imagined, and all I remember is that she commented on my red hair.
There you go. She will be certainly missed, the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. Now, Craig, you have been busy. Let's talk about the Stratford Slice with Ballinran Entertainment. Craig, what's this all about?
Well, you know, because we, most of the time, we before the pandemic, we were doing international documentaries, and because we haven't been able to travel so much, I said, well, how can I keep telling stories without leaving the comfort of my office? So I said, I borrowed a page from radio and said, okay, there's a lot of fascinating people just walking up and down the streets of Stratford. Let's find out more about their backstories. And, you know, Stratford is an unusual small town, because when you put a bunch of poets and actors and scientists and deep thinkers, even magicians, you know, in the middle of a community like Stratford, surrounded by rich agricultural farmland, you've got a lot of interesting things going on. And Stratford attracts people to live here and people who pass through who, you know, really make a difference in our world. And there's a really fascinating slew of stories that don't get told.
And you have 16 episodes already produced, is that right?
Yeah, we banked about 16, or there's another one coming up today, and then every 2 weeks we're going to be launching a new one. And they're styled not like as an interview. It's more like, you know, sit down at our boardroom table and just have a coffee. It's like a coffee chat with a friend. These are people that I know, or people that I've encountered, or people that I'd like to learn more about, you know, and because everybody has a story to tell, and very few people have a chance to tell it, because unless you get somebody crazy like me asking all these questions, how are you going to find out?
Exactly, and there's always something to discover. So 16 episodes already available. Can you give us maybe a flavor or a sample of who you're chatting with? Maybe not all 16, but you've got some familiar faces and maybe some not so familiar faces.
Well, one of my guests that I was really impressed with is Bruce Horak, the blind artist and the painter and performer who is now a regular on the new Star Trek television series. So he is one of the guests. I've interviewed Lorena McKennett talking about, you know, performing arts and how she is looking forward to getting back on the touring road. Kelly Walker, you know, who went from becoming a Dominican priest to coming out of the closet and becoming an international recording artist and author. I've got an indigenous writer of children's books who lives in St. Mary's. So there's a fascinating array. I've got the woman who was sawed in half by Doug Henning, the magician Doug Henning, was his magician's assistant, and she lives in Stratford.
Oh, my goodness.
So there's quite an array of people. And one of the funny ones was that somebody said, well, Craig, you should be interviewing yourself. So one of the episodes, I turned the microphone on me, and unfortunately, that's the longest episode.
And I'm sure you asked really, you know, penetrating questions, that sort of thing.
Well, it's hard to interview yourself. So I had somebody, I had Rick Whalen sort of coaching me, but he's another guest on the podcast. So we've got a mix of young and old, men and women, and Claire and Joan Chapel, who are very interesting young women.
Awesome. Now, how can people access it?
It's on Spotify. They go on Spotify and type in the Stratford Slice, and you hit subscribe. It's on the website, thestratfordslice.ca.
All right. New podcast, The Stratford Slice, with Craig Thompson from Ballinran Entertainment. And Craig, before we let you go, you've been picking up more awards lately with Ballinran Entertainment.
Yeah, thanks. I got an award, Best Director Award, for a film we did before the pandemic that's got released, following doctors from Montreal and Toronto to China, to the rural remote areas of China, following in the footsteps of Norman Bethune. So that's a film we actually had made 3 years ago, and it's finally getting released. Well, so it was a real honor to get that award.
Well, congratulations on that, and I'm sure more awards to come with Ballinran Entertainment. Craig Thompson with The Stratford Slice. Again, the website is quite simply thestratfordslice.ca, and of course, it's available on Spotify as well. Craig, sounds great. Congratulations with The Stratford Slice, and we look forward to more upcoming episodes.
Thanks, Jamie. Look forward to having you on my show next time.